PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehon.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. It's very nice to have you with us for another edition of the program. Yes, it always is, actually. When I come to the studio to do this program, I have a lot more joy than I do when I do the other ones. Well, the jazz show, that's a little bit different, but when I'm doing the new stuff, which is actually kind of serious, I can't be my normal lovable self. And that really does sound silly, doesn't it? Anyway, yes, we have some wonderful music today, and let's just kick off right away. Nelson Riddle and his orchestra with the signature tune to Naked City. Nelson Riddle and the theme to Naked City here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Well, this past Wednesday, something actually that Apple does once a year, usually around this time, is their keynote speech. And of course, they launched the iPhone 7 and the iPhone 7 Plus. And there was a lot of talk about them removing something from the iPhone that got a lot of people in a kerfuffle, and that was the removal of the 3.5mm headphone jack. Something, of course, that has been around for quite a long time now. And they've actually removed it because they're using their Lightning connection, which is actually not just used for audio, but also for charging the phone and everything else. What is interesting, and if you look back in history, going back even to the 1930s, there was always this uproar every time technology changes. Now, of course, there are certain technical reasons for removing the 3.5mm headphone jack because there is some new components actually inside the iPhone 7. And, I mean, it's already a small, cramped space. So it actually frees up the little space that it does have for something else. But anyway, putting that aside, recently, I came across a report I haven't digitized it yet, but we will be using it probably next week on Media Network Plus. But in the 1930s, Philips Radio decided to do away with the two-prong headphone jack, or two-prong headphone connectors. Now, you may see it on the back of some older radios and even some older tape recorders from the 50s. And it's a kind of an oval slot, and there's two prongs that you stick in for the headphones. Now, Philips started doing away with this in 1937 and replaced it with something that is still used today in some industries, and that's the 6.5 or 6.3 millimeter. Is it 6.5? I think it's 6.5 millimeter jack. If you see old photographs of telephone exchanges, you'll see the operator is sticking these things in a big panel. Anyway, they wanted to do away with the two-prong one and have a single one, which back in the 30s caused a kerfuffle. Throughout history, even when technologies changed from mono recordings to stereo, from the 78 era to the LP era, in the 70s, with 8-track being taken over by the compact cassette, the DVD replacing VHS, we have seen this trend of people getting upset when technologies change. If technologies don't change, they will never progress to a new level. So I actually have to commend them on it. Now, I can't even think of anything that I have that still uses a 3.5 millimeter jack, except for a Tascam digital recorder that I have, but that also uses RCA connections as well. I rarely use the 3.5 on it. And, you know, even my hi-fi at home doesn't even have it. I mean, it's all gone wireless. Now, people were complaining then about, well, what can I do with my old headphones? Well, it seems that they weren't really paying much attention to what was being said, because the new iPhone 7 and 7 Plus will also be shipped with the adapter, so you can plug it into Lightning and then it's a little short wire, maybe around 5 centimeters long, that you can then plug your 3.5 millimeter jack into. Now, then there were others are complaining, well, if I'm using that, then I can't charge the phone. Well, let me ask you, how many people are with their iPhone either walking around or cycling, for example, when I do it, that are charging their phone at the same time? I mean, I have not used wire headsets in more than a year now. It's all Bluetooth. The other thing I found that is actually quite interesting are the earbuds that are going to be introduced as well. People were saying it's like $800. It's not $800. It's like $149. And the fascinating thing about it, of course, it uses Bluetooth technology, which has tremendously improved over the last few years. And it's sort of an all-in-one, because if you're using these earbuds, you can also use it to talk on the phone. And after I watched that presentation by Apple, it just got me thinking, because many of you are familiar with Netflix. And you may also be aware that Netflix signed a deal with Paramount to release everything Star Trek-related, including the original series, which debuted in 1966. If you watch the original Star Trek series, there's things that you will see in it that is actually quite amazing, because it's things that today we actually use that back then was only science fiction. For example, flat screen TVs, communicating over Skype with video was in Star Trek. The communicator that they use when they go down to planets, and the tricorder, which they use to access the computer banks on the Enterprise. Well, the iPhone and other smartphones are basically the same thing. I mean, it's just a multi-communication device and database, nearly, you know. The other interesting thing, of course, is if you watch Uhura, who's the ship's communications officer, and Spock, every so often you'll see them, they'll have this big silver earpiece that kind of sticks in the ear and then points to a certain direction that they used to communicate with. Well, isn't that the same thing that we're using now, but of course much smaller and much more refined? So it got me thinking to think about how many things that we use today that are actually from science fiction series like Star Trek or even James Bond. I mean, there's James Bond gadgets like that today we take for granted. I mean, even watches that can communicate with each other with, you know, you see it in some of the old spy TV series, they'll have a watch and the watch is used to has a video and they can talk to people. Well, they have that now. It's called the Apple Watch. You know, it's amazing how technology has really changed. I do have an Apple Watch, and I have to say, it's one of those things that, okay, I think most people don't really need, but I actually use it, especially for if I'm driving my motorcycle. I no longer have to take out my phone if I'm looking for a location while using GPS, because I just use the watch. I just glance over at my wrist if I'm at a stoplight or I pull over to the side of the road. So it's actually a lot more convenient on that. You know, something, of course, that's also something that was in some of the early James Bond movies where he had a watch that had a beacon and they could discover where something was. So the film industry, especially fiction, has really influenced the way technology has become. And if we don't embrace the changes, nothing will ever change and it will stay stagnant and nothing will ever progress. I mean, if you think about what phones were like, what mobile phones were like when they were first developed and when they first came out on the market with Motorola, it was like putting a suitcase to your ear. It was a huge thing. And they got smaller, they got smaller, they got smaller. And then they had smaller screens. You can send text message. And then, of course, now it's progressed to the next generation. And even in the 90s, people were saying, oh, it can't really progress anymore. Well, it did, dramatically. And I'm really interested to see how the next generation of it will be. I think it'll be absolutely fantastic. Okay, enough about that. Time for music. Now, speaking of Star Trek, a couple of the actors that were in the original series, Nichelle Nichols, William Shatner, and Leonard Nimoy, all recorded albums. Let's have a little bit of Leonard Nimoy. Yes, Leonard Nimoy Spock. Singing If I Had a Hammer.
Well, if I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land.
Over this land.
I'd hammer out danger,
danger,
I'd hammer out a warning.
Whoa.
I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Well, if I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land.
All over this land.
I'd ring out danger,
danger,
I'd ring out a warning,
warning,
I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Well, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land.
And
I'd sing out danger,
danger,
I'd sing out a warning,
warning,
I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land.
Well, I have a hammer, and I have a bell, and I have a song to sing all over this land. It's the hammer of justice. It's the bell of freedom. And the song is the song of love. love between all of my brothers, and love between all of my sisters, all over this land.
Yes, Leonard Nimoy, Spock, singing If I Had a Hammer. All right, now, as you're aware, we are running a series that we're producing monthly. It's a whole series of programs called From the Radio Netherlands Archives. And we're looking at different aspects of Radio Netherlands programming from 1947 all the way to 2012. Program 3 for the month of September is coming up. The dates are the following. September the 18th, from 6 to 8 hours UTC. That's from 6 to 8 hours UTC on September the 18th on 7780 kHz. And then September the 19th to North America from 1 to 3 hours UTC. So from 1 to 3 hours UTC on September the 19th on 7570. Now hopefully we don't have the same technical problems that we had last month when the program was going out. I think everything will be fixed by now. And the focus this month is going to be on drama. In the 1960s and 1970s, Radio Netherlands produced a lot of radio dramas and short stories for export to radio stations overseas. Some of these radio plays were commissioned especially for Radio Netherlands, and others were adaptations of Dutch plays. Now, the information will be posted at our website, pcjmedia.com, and we are going to be issuing another special QSL for that transmission as well. Okay, let's have a little bit more music now. Count Basie and his orchestra with the Beatles. That sounds a little bit strange, but no, it actually is Count Basie and his orchestra playing a Beatles song, Hard Day's Night. Yes, Count Basie and his orchestra with Hard Day's Night from an album called Basie's Beatles Bag, where he features, plays a lot of songs actually by John Lennon and Paul McCartney. There was a time in radio when radio manufacturers like RCA, Philips even, Philco and others, produced radio shows for radio. You can actually call it early infomercials. And one of the biggest at the time, well, they were actually weren't really a radio maker. They were more a recording label and phonograph maker, which was Columbia, also made radios. And what they would do, they would get their artists to do small radio programs to promote radios. And we actually came across one the other day that was sitting around on a disc that I hadn't played. Actually, I don't think I've ever played it. I bought it at a flea market a number of years ago. I hadn't played it. And yeah, we'll listen to it right now. 12-inch, it's a 12-inch transcription disc of the Columbia Radio Show.
Again, Paul Tremaine takes the microphone with his orchestra. Another of his spirituals and dance rhythm. The soul of the Negro gives voice to his simple hope for paradise. Is there a place up there for me? Interested in radios because you are hearing this program by radio. And certainly you will be interested in the new Columbia telefocal radio receiver because it pulls in stations on every notch of the dial, including new stations. It gives you more variety, finer radio reception than you ever thought possible. There is no overlapping of stations on the telefocal, and then it is made by a company whose reputation for fine music and fine reproducing instruments goes all the way back to the youth of Grandma and Granddad. If you enjoyed this program by Paul Tremaine and his orchestra, listen for other programs sponsored by the Columbia Phonograph Company, makers of the new telefocal radio, the receiver with no dead spots on the dial. Louis A. Witten has announced this electrical transcription in the New York studios of the Columbia Phonograph Company.
Yes, a Columbia radio show promoting one of the radios. Funny if they can actually do that today. Actually, I think it is done, but sort of differently. You see, people think that infomercials on television have only been around for not that long, maybe 40 years. Actually, go back even earlier. Some of the earliest infomercials on radio appeared in the 1920s. So yes, they have been around for a very, very long time. You're listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. Now time for an actor who is still going strong, 90 years old, and is in amazing shape for his age, and still singing and dancing, and even still has his own vocal group, Dick Van Dyke, of the very popular Dick Van Dyke Show, movies such as Mary Poppins, Broadway productions, and films such as Bye Bye Birdie, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, and many, many others. And here he is with a recording that he made called Songs, from an album called Songs I Like, with Nice Work If You Can Get It.
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 If you try, if you try.
Holding hands at midnight, neath a starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one girl, sighing sigh after sigh. It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door.
Just imagine
where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. It's nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how?
Won't you tell me how? Won't you tell me how? Won't you tell me, holding hands at midnight, beneath the starry sky? It's nice work if you can get it,
and you can get it if you try.
Try, try, try.
Strolling with the one girl, sighing sigh after sigh.
It's nice work if you can get it,
and you can get it if you try.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one.
Who could ask for anything more?
Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow.
It's nice work if you can get it,
and if you get it, won't you tell me?
Won't you tell me? Won't you tell me?
Dick Van Dyke with Nice Work If You Can Get It, singer, actor, comedian, and even did news programs for a while until I think he found this Jew calling, which was entertainment. Let's see, what do we have next? Oh yes, here we go. Recently one of our listeners by the name of Tony, hello Tony, who lives all the way in Australia, sent us a double CD of Enya. You may know Enya. I don't even know how you would describe her music. Kind of new age pop, kind of mixture of stuff, Celtic music. Of course, she was one of the founding members of a group called Clannad. And her big hit was, what was it? Sail Away. That's right, Sail Away. That came out a number of years ago. Anyway, he sent along a double CD saying, hope you enjoy it. And we will play actually one song from it right now. So, Tony, this is going out to you, Enya, and the CD that you sent along.
Why my time flies one step a mirror on the moon, next step in stars. My, my, time flies. Maybe we could be there soon. A one-way ticket to Mars. My, my, time flies. Our man underneath the tree. An apple falls at his head.
With Time Flies from a double CD sent to us from a listener by the name of Tony, all the way in Australia. Thank you very much for that. I have to admit, there's some Enya songs that I like the one that I mentioned, and the one that I just listened to right now. Caribbean Blue is another one of my favorite ones. But I won't listen to the whole double CD at one time. You have to understand that. After a while, it's just, kind of repetitive. Repetitive, and it's as I heard somebody one time say, oh yes, Enya, you buy one CD, you have them all, which actually is not true, but after a while they do sort of begin to sound the same. George Gershwin, a great American songwriter, wrote some absolutely memorable songs performed by legendary singers and continue to be performed today. But he also wrote a lot of classical recordings. This is one performed by the New York Philharmonic Orchestra many years ago, I believe in the late 1940s. It's Concerto in F, the third movement, by George Gershwin. Thank you. By George Gershwin. Very different from the standards that he composed during the over the years when he was alive. Nina Simone is a singer that is called the High Priestess of Song and Soul. She had a very long career with very well-known numbers. And there's an album that I recently came across Nina Simone that was recorded, I believe, in the late 1970s, singing very well out of her comfort zone with a style, well, nothing like anything she had done before. And I thought I would play it for you today. It's called Touching and Caring, Nina Simone.
Ah!
Yes, touching and caring. Very different from what most people would think of if you mention the name Nina Simone. Anyway, we are now out of time. Time just flies by, as it always does here on the program. If you want to get in touch with us and let us know how you heard the show, either on shortwave, FM, medium wave, DAB, let me think, what else, the satellite, or through the internet, let us know. PCJQSL@PCJmedia.com. PCJQSL@PCJmedia.com. And of course, we will send you our EQSL. But if you want to listen to this program again or past editions, you can visit our website, PCJmedia.com. And when you click on the program bank for it, you'll see on the right side a link where you can subscribe to the program in iTunes. So you can actually have it sent right to your mobile device. Or even your iTunes on your computer. And also, on our main page, a link for Stitcher Smart Radio, which is a phone app that you can download on your phone free of charge. And you can also listen to this program again through Stitcher Smart Radio, which is constantly updated. We're going to leave you today with Madonna and Rain. So until next time, friends, this is Keith Powell all the way in Taipei, Taiwan, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
I'd wait for all the dark clouds bursting in the perfect sky.